Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here and welcome to this May edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. It's such a lovely time of year right now, with the gardens and the countryside bursting into life. The magazine cover has a glorious picture of Sandringham House across the lake with the swans on the water and azaleas flowering in oranges, pinks and whites. We have our readers, Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey and John Francis with us. But first, let me introduce Emma Lee, editor of the printed edition of the magazine.
Welcome to the May issue of Norfolk Magazine. And as summer approaches, what better time is there to get out into the garden? As I type this, I'm eagerly awaiting the bluebells bursting into bloom in my little patch of garden. And after some rather haphazard bulb planting in the autumn, I'm still getting some lovely surprises popping up in my planters. Although I'm not sure that Monty Don would approve of the lack of labelling. Unlike other members of my family, I definitely don't have green fingers. I've lost count of the number of houseplants which have withered away shortly after being carried over the threshold of my home. Tips for reviving off-colour looking spider plants would be very gratefully received. But what I lack in finesse, I definitely make up for in enthusiasm. Over the years, no matter what outside space I've had available, I've always tried to make the most of it. I've grown my magnificent crops of tomatoes and courgettes on my doorstep, and last year my sunflowers were much admired. Being surrounded by plants just makes me feel better somehow, so I love a trip out to explore some of Norfolk's finest. The old vicarage garden at East Ruston is a family favourite. I also enjoy a trip to Sheringham Park, especially when the rhododendrons are out, and the walled garden at Thelbrick Hall. And then, of course, there's magnificent Sandringham. As Rowan Mantell writes in this month's cover story, every monarch from 1863 to the present day has helped develop the beautiful gardens and parkland. From an oak tree planted by Queen Victoria to a shrubbery and shady woodland walk added for Queen Elizabeth II. King Charles is renowned for his lovely horticulture. In this issue, the estate's head gardener, Jack Linfield, reveals that he often enjoys some majestic help when the king is in residence, and how he is already making his mark in the historic gardens. Like thousands of others, I am an avid follower of Paula Sutton's Instagram account, Hill House Vintage, which provides a glorious snapshot of her life in rural Norfolk. Now she's turning her hand from cottagecore to cosy crime with the publication of her first gardening-inspired mystery novel, The Potting Shed Murder. Catherine Lana meets her. One of my ambitions is to visit the Chelsea Flower Show one day. In the meantime, for a week each May, I'm glued to the coverage on TV like it's the horticultural equivalent of Glastonbury. Last year, Norfolk couple Joe and Laura Carey fulfilled a long-held ambition of creating a show garden, and they returned home to the county as prize winners. In this issue, they share the inside story with us. I hope that you enjoy listening.
Thank you, Emma. And yes, I'm a keen gardener, so there's lots to hear about on that front.